The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 172. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you haven't already, make sure you leave us a five-star rating and review on whichever platform you're listening to this on. It helps us spread this message to more people and really get this thing out there and get exposure to more listeners. And it'll take you no longer than 30 seconds. So all you need to do is pause this episode, leave us that five-star rating and review, and then send me a screenshot of your submission. My email is in the show notes, and I'll reply back with a free training showing you how to find and evaluate properties. So if you're a beginner and you're not really sure what numbers to look at and things of that nature, this training will help you get started in that area. Also, I have another big announcement. We got featured in Black Enterprise. BlackEnterprise.com, as many of you know, is one of the largest publications for Black business. And I got an article that got picked up in Black Enterprise, and I'll link it in the show notes, but just a full circle moment. You know, I remember as a kid reading the actual magazine, Black Enterprise, and being so inspired by the stories. And now to be in Black Enterprise is amazing. And so I just want to thank you all for your support, and glad the message is getting out there. And hopefully we can help more people with this movement. And so thank you in advance for checking the article out. I'll link it below, and thank you also for your continued support over these almost 4 years. So definitely shout out to you all. Also, something else that I'm excited about that you may have already heard about is I am launching a coaching program for those who want to buy their first out-of-state investment property. So you may live in an expensive market and it might be too expensive to buy investment properties there, like myself. And so I'm launching this coaching program to show you how to buy your first investment property out of state. You can join the wait list. Link is in the description. Very excited about this episode with Vanessa Cole. This was another one from my time in New Orleans. Vanessa is doing some incredible things in Houston in the area of developing affordable homes. She's built 50 so far, and she has a lot of amazing things in the pipeline. And so I cannot wait for you all to hear her story. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. If you haven't already, if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the like button. If you're on audio, make sure you leave us a five-star rating and review. We're live from New Orleans with the wonderful Vanessa Cole out of Houston. Vanessa, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to jump on the show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you've been able to build over 50 affordable homes in Houston, which I think is an amazing accomplishment, especially being a Black woman in the space. There's not many of you, so I'm glad we're able to represent today. So we'd love to hear about how you got started in the business.
Yeah, so I tell people I went from bank teller to real estate developer. And I just believe that if you do a good job in the position that you're in and you take care of people, then opportunities will start to unfold, and those relationships that you built will help you down the road. And being a teller, I would process these checks for this one guy that would always come in the bank, and I told him I was getting my real estate license. Long story short, he ended up being the real estate asset manager of Midtown in Houston, and that was my opportunity it was my introduction to lot acquisitions. Mm-hmm. So I learned that, and then 5 years later, just doing a good job at that, he was like, hey, there's a huge opportunity for you to develop and build as a double minority. He said, so I would encourage you to put together a development company and build. And I was like, no, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't want to do that. And he was like, no, just think about it. Let me introduce you to some other minority builders, pick their brain. And that's what I did. I talked to those builders. I researched the market. I learned that the affordable housing space, there was such a huge need. Like, you know, I didn't know it was a crisis, affordable housing. And so I thought to myself, I said, okay, if there's a problem and the problem is this big, well, if you can be a small part of that solution, then there's an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. And so that's just what I did. I put my team together. We started with the first 10 lots. I bought 10 lots for $10 at that time. That was through the Houston Land Bank back in 2016. And then from there, just doing a good job, doing more houses. And we have 1 acre in Houston. We have 100 acres outside of Houston. We have 18 acres and 43 acres under contract in Houston. And we have 1,500 acres under contract outside of Houston. So all that came from processing these guys' checks and just giving good customer service when I was a bank teller.
Wow.
And mind you, I always dream big. And I'm a big fan of Dr. Wayne Dyer's work where he talks about being a no-limit person. And so that's just how I try to operate in that space at all times.
Definitely, definitely. So it's super interesting that, you know, you basically were kind of recommended to start building and, you know, the opportunities were shared with you. How did you learn everything though? Because I'm sure there was quite a learning curve even to get to building that first house. So can you talk a bit more about that?
Yes. I mean, I still don't know everything, you know? And honestly, that was my fear in the beginning, because I told him, I said, I don't know a blind from a doorknob. Like, why would you think I want to develop and build? And he was like, because you have strong work ethics and you do great work. So he said, regardless of what you touch, I know you'll figure it out. And then he told me, he was like, it's super easy. Just find you a GC, find you a bank, and then get to work.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you make it sound so simple. But that's what I did.
Yeah.
I found those group of people, and I partnered with somebody who had 20 years plus of experience in building and developing. And he had relationships with the architects, the engineers, the banks. I brought some private money to the table to help us kind of get the initial seed capital to get started. And then I had the city relationships. I had sales and marketing background.
Yeah.
And then I had the lots.
Right.
So it was just the perfect marriage, if you will. And that's how I was able to take those quantum leaps, because I was able to learn from somebody who had 20 plus years of development under their belt.
Right, right. Can you talk a bit more about the importance of mentorship? Because a lot of people want to get into development. I mean, we've been talking about it the last couple of days, and sometimes people are looking for, you know, that partner, like who they can work with. So what recommendations would you have for someone to find that mentor or that partner who could help them get things going?
Yes. So I am super big into sitting still and asking and praying, putting into the universe of what I want and what I need. And I specifically said, I want a business partner who's super knowledgeable in this space, so that way I can just run and get more projects. And I interviewed like 4 different people and then found the right partner for me. But your question, why is that important, that mentorship? Well, it's super important because you want to mitigate as much risk as possible in this business. And so if you can partner with somebody and leverage off of their experience, well, you're saving yourself, you know, 20 years, a 20-year crash course, right? And then not only that, because I had just had a failed business partnership prior to. So I said, not only am I going to have him as my mentor, but the three builders that I had called before, I told them, I said, I'll be picking your brain as I move along. And those guys are still my mentors till this day. Because I always ask them, hey, can you double check my pro forma? Can you double check these construction costs? Hey, can you take a look at these plans? Can you give me any feedback? This is the conversation I'm having with the city. What are your thoughts on that? And I think that's just super important because we don't know everything. And then YouTube University, right? So it's like conversations like this. I mean, there's so many land development and new construction content on YouTube. I'm in the car every day listening, learning. So it's not rocket science. It's setting the intention and doing the work and just being committed.
Definitely. So I know that you work with the city and do different programs and things of that nature. So can you talk about just how you've been able to leverage programs that are taking place in Houston to build, and also how that's also helped first-time home buyers to get into homes?
Yes. So we worked with three different programs in the city of Houston. The first one is called the Houston Land Bank. And that program is where I got started, and I bought 10 lots for $10. That program does not exist anymore.
When did it phase out? Do you remember?
I mean, like 3 years after I had, so like 2019.
Good timing.
Yes. And that program, you buy the lots for a dollar and you build a affordable home in the low to moderate income community, and you're capped at a certain sales price. And you just need to ensure that the first-time home buyer gets in that home. The second program is with Midtown Redevelopment Authority. They're called a TERS, which is a tax increment reinvestment zone. So how they're set up is they have a specific boundary in Houston, and a portion of taxpayers' dollars fund affordable housing program. So they're able to buy lots, and then they call us as the builder, and then we do the same thing like I did at the land bank. The third program is with the housing department in the city of Houston. Now that one, it's more of our large track programs. So we have 43 acres that we're gonna do 200 affordable homes on, and the city says, okay, well, I'll give you gap funding for your infrastructure. And not only that, I'll help expedite certain plans and permit process for you to get those affordable homes on the ground. So those are three programs we work with on the development side. And then on the back end with the buyers, there's tons of down payment assistance programs we work with. Yeah. Buyers are receiving up to like $30,000 in down payment assistance.
Wow.
So these buyers that I've helped, I mean, they're coming to closing with like $1,100.
Yeah.
And they're getting a brand new home, 3-bed, 2-bath, and without this program, they were priced out, or they have to move. They wouldn't be able to purchase. They're forced to rent or forced to live with somebody else, or they have to move out to the suburbs and drive, commute 30 minutes back and forth because that's the only place they can afford.
Right.
But they live in the city. I want to live and work and play in my city.
Right.
So this program has helped so many buyers.
It's amazing. So it sounds like, because one of the questions I was going to ask is, I mean, we've talked about it all weekend long in different panels, is like how to make it profitable. Would it be correct to say partnering with the city helps to make it profitable?
Yeah, I have not found a way that you can do affordable housing without the, I take that back, because Booker out of Georgia has found a way to do an affordable product without subsidy. But currently the product that we have, a 1,500-1,600 square feet, 3-bed, 2-bath, building that product with the land costs and construction costs where it is, we have not been able to do it without the help from the city. Mm-hmm. The numbers just don't work for us. So yes, it's the subsidy is where our profit comes in. And that's what has incentivized us developers to come in and participate in the program. Without it, we would be a nonprofit. And that doesn't work for us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I encourage people, you know, wherever they live, to look into similar programs like that in the cities. And I think it helps because, obviously, you're in business to make money. You're able to make money. But then you're also able to put people in houses who otherwise, like you said, would have been priced out, pushed out, and all those things. So I think everyone wins in that scenario.
Correct. I've had buyers cry at the closing table because they're looking for a home for like 2 years.
Wow.
And they cannot find a home because the product doesn't exist. The only product that's available at that price point in the market is a home that's like torn down, dilapidated. And, you know, it's just, so I love what I do. I do believe that my work in this space is purposeful. And there's just doors that open up for me and partners that come into alignment with what I'm doing. And I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely. So what would you say is the average price of the homes you build versus the average cost of something similar in Houston? Like, that's a market rate.
Yes. So our average sales price is around like $230, mm-hmm. $250. That same 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,600 square feet will go for $330, sometimes $375. So yes, so... And our product is comparable to a market rate product.
Right.
And I was very intentional about making sure that our product had nice design finishes. Like I had scratched, nothing wrong with granite countertops, but I wanted more of like the quartz. I wanted like that clean, sleek. Instead of going with that 12x12 tile, I went with like a large format tile.
Yeah.
You know, there's just different things, accent walls, the paint colors. So I would tell my partner, like, hey, I'm willing to forego $5,000 of my profit just to put in some better finishes. Because what I was seeing in the market, it was like formica counter. I mean, it was just like, and then you wonder why those houses end up being run down later on, because nobody will take pride in that.
Yeah.
So, and then we educate our home buyers on how to take care of your home, and we just try to be involved as much as possible.
Definitely. So, you know, as we talked about before, there's, I think, less, probably maybe, I don't think it's 1% minorities in development, let alone, I mean, probably a fraction of that are Black women. Mm-hmm. So what challenges have you faced coming into this space, and what advice can you give to Black women who are trying to do what you're doing?
You know, I tell people that being underestimated is my superpower. Like, a lot of time when I used to go walk the houses or go to the city meetings, they would think I was the realtor, or the buyer. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I own the construction company, but, you know. But I never looked at that as a challenge. I know what I bring to the table. I know my strengths. I'm super aware of where my weaknesses are, and I know how to leverage my weaknesses. My focus is, Vanessa, do good work with good people and let your product speak for itself. If your work speaks for itself, I mean, for you not to work with me is that's on you. That has everything to do with you and nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And that's how I approach things. That's really what I believe.
Right.
But it's so, and when you're consistent in the business and you do good work, I'm telling you, I'll go into these city meetings or different places, and they're like, oh, yes, I've been wanting to connect with you, like different CDCs or different departments. Like, I've been wanting to connect with you. I know that I've seen your work. And so I'm like, okay, now my work is speaking for itself.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sorry I don't have like a, what my biggest, I mean, of course, like every woman, you know, men will try to get in where they fit in. Mm-hmm. But I think as the woman, if you know how to put the guy in his place, then keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. So before we wrap, can you talk a bit more about what projects you have in the pipeline, and then as well, like, you know, where can people find you, get in contact with you if people are in your area and want to buy or work with you, all that good stuff. Where can they find that information too?
Yes, absolutely. So current projects, we have 6 affordable homes going on right now. Those homes qualify for the $30,000 down payment assistance. They're near the U of H area, University of Houston, for those who aren't aware. I also have a 1 acre tract that we're doing 6 townhomes. And then I have an 18 acre and the 43 acre under the mayor's 3,000 home initiative. So those will be coming down the pipeline the end of this year, all affordable. And I currently have 100 acres outside of Houston that we have pre-sold over half of our development, and we're just selling out the rest. So, so you're gonna find me, coldclimbbuilders.com, my Instagram, the Vanessa Cole. DM me or send something in the contact form. Always looking to provide value any way I can for other people looking to get into this space. And if you would like to provide value to me in some way, we can discuss it. But yeah.
We definitely got to do a part 2. There's a lot more to unpack.
A
lot more to unpack. And, you know, definitely we'll touch base again and talk about those projects as they come online. But appreciate you taking the time to jump on the show. I know the audience will get a whole lot of value out of it and inspiration as well. So yeah. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you for having this platform for us to share and being able to present what we do. So you provide so much value to us as well. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you to everyone for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, hit the like button. If you're on audio, leave us a 5-star rating and review. Can't wait to talk to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.